from the Career Opportunities Archives. Helping to build the career you deserve. This is Career Opportunities for April 2nd, 2010. A member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. Today's show: everything you do must have value to others. There comes a time, maybe many times, when you can't understand what other people are thinking. You're putting out energy, attention, physical labor, as Churchill once said, blood, sweat, toil, and tears, and yet no one seems to care. You think your story, your cause, your writing, your work, your business is the most important thing in the world, and all you get in return is silence. It's easy to come up with 100 excuses why no one cares. They're stupid, they're evil, they're Republican, they're Democrat, they're rich, poor, black, white, purple, speak another language. It's the economy, the government, the world, the flux, the weather, the tides. We can come up with thousands of reasons why our work and our lives aren't fully appreciated. We do this out of self-preservation. If we allow ourselves to think of the real reason no one's paying attention, it might break our hearts. There are two reasons why people aren't paying attention to you and your work. The first reason could be simply that they don't know you. They haven't encountered you or your work, and to them, you don't even exist. Yet. This can be countered. There are so many methods to expose yourself to others these days. It only takes a little work on the internet to build quite a large group of people who know you. In fact, this is much easier than ever before and can be accomplished with a little hard work. The second problem overwhelms the first, however. It can overwhelm us and kill our desire to create. It's partially under our control, but also part of the infinitely complex dance of human interaction. This problem is one of the most difficult to face in life, but it's also the one we must face if we hope to live the life we deserve. Our work is ignored or dismissed because people don't see value in it. Sure, we may see the deeper value, and that can be important in its own right, but in order to make people pay attention, it must have value to them. If not, it might be a short-term curiosity, a pleasant distraction along the path of life, or even a minor annoyance, but without value, it will make little or no impact and mean little to them. So, you can rail against the world, the weather, or the weekend. It all comes down to value. No one using your online community? They don't see the value. No one listening to your podcast? They don't see the value. No one coming to your play, your television show, your concert, your book signing? They don't see the value. Human beings want to improve their lives. They want to have important new experiences. They want to feel growth, both intellectually and emotionally.
This has been Career Opportunities with Douglas E. Welch. You can find links to Career Opportunities, all my social media accounts, and everything else that I do at DouglasEWelch.com. I'd love to hear what's happening in your career and any questions you might have. Contact me at career@welchwright.com, post to our social media pages, add a comment on the website, or call our reader listener line at 818-804-5049.
What's in it for
me? If you enjoy Career Opportunities, please subscribe to the blog and podcast, join our mailing list, and share links with your friends, family, and professional contacts. Each one of these helps to spread the word about Career Opportunities to others. Thanks for listening, and please join me for the next episode of Career Opportunities.
It also shows us a path to a better place. No matter how bleak it might seem, we can always address the most basic question. How can I make it valuable to them? If people don't see the value, how can I show it to them in a better way? How can I prove it? There are endless numbers of ways of acting on this question, but you'll have to figure out your next step based on your own wants, needs, and desires. Whatever you do, don't think you can prove the value by shouting at them. How stupid can you be? This is counterproductive at best and outright destructive at its worst. Instead, you need to talk with them, sit with them, listen with them, and figure out how your work can have value to them. Then you need to show that value. You can tell people why they should be interested
over and over without result. But when you show them the value, the results are immediate. Is one of your projects failing? Are your books not selling? Is your company struggling? Are people simply not listening? If so, take out your notebook, look deeply at your work, and find ways to make it valuable to your clients, your customers, your audience, your department, your company, your publisher, your agent, your wife, your family. Value is a natural attractant. When you find the value, people will find you. This has been Career Opportunities with Douglas E. Welch. DouglasEWelch.com/career. I'd love to hear what's happening in your career. Send questions and comments to career@welchwrite.com or post them as comments on the website. You can also call our listener line at 818-804-5049. If you're listening directly from the website, why not subscribe? It's free and you'll receive each new show automatically. If you enjoy Career Opportunities, there are many ways to show your support, and all are appreciated. These include a tip on our online tip jar, a review in the iTunes podcast directory, and others. You'll find a link for these and more on the website.